Ukraine security issue.
On September 8th, the 197th day of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Ukrainian armed forces continued counteroffensive operations in several sections of the front line. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported that Ukrainian battle aircraft had launched 30 strikes on Russian strongholds and concentrations of manpower and equipment, while air defense units had shot down two Russian Sukhoi 25 assault aircraft, two helicopters and five drones. Ukrainian artillery units reportedly destroyed a Russian command post, a fuel depot and a significant number of weapons and military equipment. According to the report, almost 640 Russian troops were killed in action, the highest single-day number so far. The total number since the start of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24th now exceeds 51,000. Belarusian troops began training near the border with Ukraine and Poland, as well as in the Minsk and Vitebsk oblasts. The drills are to last until September 14th. The Ukrainian border guards and military in the areas along the Belarusian border are on high alert. The Russians continue bombarding peaceful Ukrainian cities. They hit Zaporizhzhia city, towns and villages in the neighboring Dnipropetrovsk region. There were five missile strikes on Kharkiv city and villages in the region. The Russians again used S-300 surface-to-air missiles. As a result, at least two civilians were killed and five were wounded in Kharkiv. Fighting continued in the Donbas and the Kherson region. In the temporarily occupied port city of Mariupol, Russia went on with preparation for the show trial of captured Ukrainian defenders of the Azovstal steelworks. Petro Andrushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, said that the case had already been referred to the court and that the occupiers might announce the date of the trial at any moment. They have 23 cases and 14 defendants who they believe should be brought to court. According to insider information, the number of defendants is going to be much higher. They won't only be Ukrainian prisoners of war, but also civilians held in Olenivka. They will be tried for involvement in the formation of the Azov Regiment, of cooperation, and so on. The trial has two goals: to feed the Russians with some victories and to conduct yet another informational and psychological operation, said Petro Andrushenko. In the coming days, a UN mission is expected to arrive in the temporarily occupied village of Olenivka, Donetsk region, where dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed on July 29th. UN Deputy Secretary General for Political Affairs Rosemary DiCarlo announced the planned trip at the meeting of the UN Security Council. According to her, a team of senior officials and experts, led by General Carlos Alberto De Santos Cruz, will visit Olenivka to investigate what Kyiv has condemned as a terrorist attack that killed 53 Ukrainian prisoners of war and injured between 75 and 130. Prosecutor General of Ukraine Andriy Kostin said on Thursday that after more than 6 weeks of negotiations, Russia returned to the body of British volunteer Paul Yuri. Ukraine, in cooperation with the United Kingdom, is investigating the cause of the Briton's death. The Prosecutor General's office has launched a pre-trial investigation into possible torture and murder of the foreign citizen.
Окупаційною адміністрацією Російської Федерації було розповсюджено інформацію про начебто.
The Russian Occupation Administration spread information claiming that the British volunteer died because of illness and stress. There are signs of physical injuries on the body of the volunteer that may indicate cruel treatment, which could be the real cause of his death. The body, which was provided by the aggressor, has been stored in improper conditions and is in a mutilated state. Therefore, the true cause of death can only be established after forensic examination, said Andriy Kostin. As we have reported, in late April in the Zaporizhia region, Russian soldiers captured British volunteers Paul Yuri and Dylan Gill, who were evacuating civilians from a combat zone. On 10th of July, the Russians reported that Paul Yuri died of illness and stress, saying that the Briton had received medical care. Dylan Gill is still in captivity. U.S. Parliament representative to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said at a meeting of the Security Council that the United States has irrefutable evidence that the filtering operations in the occupied territories of Ukraine are personally controlled by officials from the Putin administration. According to her, the forceful transfer or deportation of people from the occupied territories to the territory of the occupying country is a serious violation of the First Geneva Convention on the Protection of Civilian Population and constitutes a war crime. According to available data, between 900,000 and 1,600,000 civilians of Ukraine were filtered before being deported to the Russian Federation. All this is being done by the occupation authorities in order to prepare the annexation of the captured territories of Ukraine and to hold fictitious referenda, said Linda Thomas-Greenfield. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv on Thursday. During his unannounced visit, he announced a new aid package worth more than $2 billion for Ukraine and other European countries potentially threatened by Russia in the future. U.S. President Joe Biden has already approved the next tranche of aid to Ukraine in the amount of up to $675 million. This was started by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the fifth meeting of the Ukraine Support Contact Group at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The package includes, among other things, more GMLRS, howitzers, artillery munitions, missiles, armored ambulances, anti-tank systems, and small arms. Lloyd Austin emphasized that Ukraine's allies will work together to train Ukrainian forces and meet Ukraine's long-term needs.